Dare
it's
to.
okay. So we are developing a new podcast called Dare to Change. Welcome to the new podcast. And together with me, I have Paulo Scoglio, my friend, my partner, my inspiration, my mentor, a person that I can trust. We are going to talk about the weekend that we have had here in Oslo, a little bit of our future in Trondheim.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What else are we going to talk about?
What happened at the workshop and pre-camp and planning for the future and creativity that comes right after the workshop, all those things.
Cool. Then it's your turn. You're going to present me.
Okay. Oh, hi. I'm Paulo Scoglio, and this is my friend, Morten Nygaard, who is the most interesting man I know and has developed Nine Life Energies into something that is very, very compelling and useful for people who want to make changes in their life.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. We're going to talk about the pre-camp.
That's when I came here and hung out in the woods with you and Casper and Taroga.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun.
You were flying in from Boston.
I flew in from Boston, having just gotten over COVID, and stayed one night in Listrom Hotel.
Yeah, you spent one night there, so
it was very nice.
Yeah,
so I was just hanging out.
And I was picking you up, and
then you picked me
brought you up to the studio. We call it it's my home.
It's your home. Yeah,
it feels like a studio.
Well, this area is the studio area.
Yeah,
also known as the pathway between the kitchen and the dining room.
How was the food?
The food, your food. He's like amazing. Amazing. He's an amazing cook.
Thank you.
It's like, well, you owned restaurants. Were you ever the chef?
Never the chef, but I went to the Gastronomic Institute, so I have an education on how you put together taste.
And you know how to put together taste.
So, and I love it. And it's part of my meditation. It's part of...
Right.
You see, when I get back from the workshop in the evening...
Yeah, you cook.
And you say... Do you want help? And I say, no.
I just want to cut this up and do this.
Yeah, he does this.
He's in the flow of food.
In the flow of food, because it's a beautiful process. And as one of the speakers, Stefan Kolz, said, you can meditate in all kinds of ways and get into that flow. It's like music for me.
Yeah.
Making the food. Like you did the salad yesterday.
Yeah.
You were in the flow, cutting the carrots. So I think the preparation, I think it's nice to talk about the preparation.
Preparation, well, you asked me what I was going to say, and I said, well, look at this. I could say this, and you said, throw it away.
Throw it away.
That's no good.
How does it feel when I do that?
Well, I had this sense like it was, this is probably not good, but... This is what I came up with. And you said, you're in your head. And I was in my head.
Yeah.
And then we practiced and I got in my body. Yeah. And then it was easy.
Yeah. I call it laser coaching because I get so focused on making you look, not look, but be the best version of yourself.
Yes.
So it's like a laser. I get so focused on you.
You would be a performance coach. You are a performance coach.
Yeah. And then I see you on the stage and I think, Why should he talk about that? That's not what they should hear.
Right.
And then I stop you and...
Right.
It's a little bit brutal sometimes. Is it? Or?
Well, I know you.
Yeah, you know me.
It didn't feel brutal at all.
Thank you. I don't mean that.
I know about myself that I can't be... I can go off on a tangent. And I can have many ideas, and I know that half of them are bad. So if you say that's a bad idea, it's like, oh, okay, I can accept that.
You can accept it.
Yeah.
You do the same with me. I so appreciate, I have to tell you guys, I've been working with him for over 20 years. We have been into this work for over 20 years, and we have been working since 2015, 2016, 10 years almost, like did workshops.
I think I was I was here in 17, I think.
17, so for 7 years.
Right. But then we helped our teachers with workshops for years.
I had my first
and that's how we met.
In the boots, years ago. I remember my first workshop. I didn't sleep in the night.
Yeah?
It was so intense.
When you had one here?
In the beginning, yeah. I was up in Nordmark. I had my first retreats and I did everything on my own.
Right.
Some support from my teachers, but, you know, I was into this with nature.
Right.
I don't think anybody really got what I'm trying to say from the very beginning.
No.
That there is a connection between the life energies and the and nature.
And nature, right. That's got to be connection because we're animals.
We're animals. We're and human beings. We're part of this organic structure.
Right. We're on that very, very thin layer on the planet that's the ecosystem.
Yeah.
Do you remember? It's very close to the Earth.
It is. You remember in 2006, I discovered from Swalo de Lubis and John Anthony, I discovered that, you know, I came with this pluck, maybe this, I had this big thing, put everything together.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I remember.
And
that.
Nobody got what I was talking about. There is connection between the atmosphere and
the big poster.
Big poster. The atmosphere and the area of eight, the life energy eight, the atmosphere and the feelings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Affinity in nature is attraction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so see this plant, the seed arise, and that's the same process that happened with four.
Sure.
So I was so into that, but I didn't get you guys. But then you said one day, Morten, you have a method.
You have a method, right? You have a method. I said that to you.
You said that.
Didn't you tell me you had a method?
I did, but I think you discovered it when you started to translate the book. That's how I feel. You really.
Yeah. You have your method.
You embodied it early. I understand that because we have been talking so much. But I think you really embodied or embraced it.
I embraced it. Yeah, I understand that you have a method. And I mean, you had the Ennead method, which was your interpretation of the nine.
Mm.
And you built a community with Ennead, and then you let them have themselves in the community, and then you said, I'm going to do nine life energies and make it something different.
Yeah.
Using the method, but adding more to it, making it transformational and coaching with steps and tools.
And I want to put it into a form, a hub.
Right.
So you can use it.
Right.
Other Thomas, Unst, anybody people
can use
who
it.
Is growing up.
Yeah.
I mean, those who really, I think it's just amazing to watch how they're growing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Un, she got, now we're jumping back and forth, but Un got her certification.
She did. And she was very happy. She cried a little bit.
She cried, and Anders cried.
Did he?
Yeah,
I didn't notice that.
It was such a good feeling to see him. I know what he has been through. I mean, a transformation is a big deal.
Right.
I don't think we can explain how much you need to do to be able to feel this in your body.
Right.
It's an incredible process.
And he's talked about his own transformation
working with
you.
Yeah. And he has such amazing support for the work with the group, the old Ennead group.
Yeah.
Ove was there, Solveig was there.
Mm-hmm.
We have Jarle. He's been a big support for Un.
Yeah.
To support her and
wonderful.
Say, yeah. Okay, so I was jumping back. So let's, why this pre-camp? Why this pre-retreat? Why are we doing this?
Well, two reasons at least. One, to get ready. Two, for me to get over jet lag. Three, to feel the cohesiveness of the team.
Yes.
Because it's you and me and Casper and Marina. And your brother, Taroga, and it's like, and even his wife was supportive, Marta.
Yeah.
It's like feeling a connection with the team and then seeing Tomas and Un, that, you know, they're part of the team.
And before that, all the work that the new group, the inner circle group, which went through the masterclass last year,
mm-hmm.
incredible preparation work.
Yeah.
What they have done, they were holding the space in a way because it's so less.
Of course.
Less bullshit.
Right. They were there and holding the space.
Holding
definitely.
The space.
Definitely. And enjoying what was happening because you had You had Torkel and you had Stefan speaking, amazing. And they were, you know, very impressive. I mean, the work, Torkel's work is very impressive about taking care of your health, and Stefan's work about meditation and music and
all same
really fits study. Really well with Nine Life Energies.
We are moving into the workshop. So Friday was about setting the scene for what we were supposed to do. Mm. And what we have seen before is that we sometimes, when new people come, we need a transition from understanding about different things, get into the mode, the atmosphere, mm-hmm. and then we can start to present the Nine Life Energies. Right. It's like the mind needs to be prepared for this new knowledge. And we have people who... it's just they can't take it in because it's such a new way of looking right. at the human race.
Well, and I think it was the way you had it set up. It might not have been conscious, but you had Torkel, who his presentation was more intellectual, which is where people come from a lot of the time. And then after him, there was Stefan, who was this was more like, what's the sensation? What's the experience of music in your body? And so he started to bring people in their bodies, which was like perfect for them, because the next day we're like talking about being in your body.
Yeah. And another thing, I don't know if you recognized it. I don't know you, but for those who are listening now who were in that workshop is, so we had two sixes.
Two sixes.
Yeah, Monica and Gida, they were talking.
Right, Monica and Gida.
Monica was talking about her personal
process.
That grabbing of yourself, that tearing yourself apart and put yourself together again. Beauty. I was crying. And then Gida in the end, I have done this.
Gida was so animated. The differences in them, even though they're the same energy, they're very different.
Yeah.
Like Monica was like. You could feel the six, but it had a softness to it, and she was being vulnerable.
Yeah, I was crying.
And Gita was like dynamically expressive and powerful. And I didn't understand a word she was saying, but I'm watching her and I'm taking pictures of her, and it's like, wow, she's on fire.
Wow, super cool. And Sunday we had that beautiful session where we were giving Unda certification.
Oh, yeah. Certification, yes.
Okay, so you get a broad view of this. So let's go into what we have learned.
Well, let's see. It's a good question. What have we learned? We have learned that part of what I presented was about how Nine Life Energies gets people in their bodies, and along the way, as you get further and further in your body, what we've noticed over the years was that some people will have emotional reactions or want to run away or get overwhelmed in some way or shut down, and it's all natural.
Yeah,
it's like as you get into your body, you might hit a stuck place where there's some trauma, because trauma is physiological. And it's about a natural cycle that gets stuck in our bodies. And Nine Life Energies help people get in their bodies, which in Nine Life Energies creates a safe space. So it's very interesting. You create a safe space, you get people relaxed and in their bodies, and they open up, which, because Nine Life Energies is about open yourself up to your magnificence, so it shows, your essence shows. And then if there's like pain or hurt or sadness, when you open up, it wants to get out.
Yeah.
It wants to be released. Yeah. And that surprises people. They go, oh no, why am I feeling like this? This felt so good and now I feel like, terrible. And it explains it, that Nine Life Energies get you in your body. Mm-hmm. And if there's trauma, it will be released.
Yeah, I have another really interesting observation. I haven't told this before right now because I've been pondering about it. So some people come into this work and they have resistance.
Right.
And they sit there and they listen. And when we talk about the steps, I'm talking about Life Energy 5 as the energy that's cooking
everything before it's ready. Okay, they're pondering about things.
Right.
So another thing that I have done a really interesting, from my perspective, observation this weekend is that there is people in our workshops that doesn't open up.
Of course. Okay. They're not ready.
And what's happening is that they get so, I will say,
they get triggered.
Triggered. Triggered is the best word.
Yeah.
Because it's cooking.
Well, it's
the energy is.
But they might not even be fives.
No, just the principle of fives. Right. Like so. So it's like it's cooking. It's cooking because we put the heat on.
Yeah.
It's not the temperature on the.
They see the heat in the room. They see the what's really warmth.
Yeah.
And connection.
Yeah.
And it seems so odd because society isn't always like that, or isn't often like that. And they see strangers coming together with that, the power of the nine life energies.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was skeptical in the beginning. It was like, until I had the physical experience, it's like, well, you know.
I think that it's just that if you go to Hawaii, it's going to be heat, and if you don't take your clothes off, you will be cooking.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's what I'm trying to say. Right. Yeah, so you go into a workshop like that, it's going to cook, it's going to be heat, it's going to be love, it's going to be connections,
right.
It's going to be things, and I think that's part of what the trauma work that you do, that it's just happening because we're coming together, and the cool thing is that we make up stories about it. It can be, it's very intimate, so it's sexual, or it's a leader that's telling other people. No, it's about the community. It's about
the community.
I mean, the nines this weekend.
Right. Beautiful nines.
Tell me how beautiful they are.
Well, there was this grace and a kind of elegance and smoothness to their presence. It's like they're just there. I mean, they can be. I know nines can be like hard when they get activated.
Mm.
But these people, they were just like there, and they wanted to understand, and they are opening up to let it in. And then it's like they want to know more information because they want to understand more. And then when we do the actual pushing exercise, they literally open up their body in terms of posturally, because they're so wide open this way. And you can just, it's just like, it's sort of contagious, that openness. They synchronize with their breath. They get very coherent. And when you think about the language from Torkel, is like coherence between breath and heartbeat and your natural rhythms. Everything is like working together. They present everything working together, and it's like so smooth.
Yeah.
There's no charge, no.
No. They can create change without using force, just by being.
Absolutely, right.
But we learned something new over the past 3 weeks. We have a piece of gold.
Which one?
When we push on the lens.
The push, right. So you told me about it, and then of course I tried it, and then we tried it this morning in the exercise. So we have posture exercises, and there's something about going into nine when it used to just be like this.
Yeah.
But it's like this, but first pushing out.
Yeah.
Pushing out, and then you can go like this and relax, and then you can come back and push out again.
Yeah, they need to push, they need a physical feeling, because they're physical beings.
Well,
they're spiritual beings in the physical body,
It activates the muscles in the back, the pushing out, around their energy center, around that region for nine.
Yeah.
And I mean, when I was doing it this morning, I was really feeling the energy in my hands.
Think about the lungs and It breathes in and out. Mm-hmm. This is how it push in and out. So there is some, there's a physical thing that's happening.
Yeah.
And all these years, I heard from a very close nine of us. She always said it. But there's something about the push that doesn't work because I'm just staying here.
Yeah.
And then we suddenly, so they need to proactively use their body and then go into the flow. And then the breathing is easy.
Yeah.
And the change happens easily.
It's something to... I'm still wondering about the mechanism of all that, but it's just obviously it does something. So as I practice that myself, I'll get a sense, maybe over time.
So the big deal here, I think going through all nine, one, we had an amazing experience by 11, we were 11 ones.
Yes, it was a lot of ones, yeah.
To see, to open up the three principles that we presented, sensation, feelings, information. You need a sensation. Mm-hmm. And ones are helping with that beautiful opening.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, very cool.
I would like to go back to Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, yes. That's when
your
I
presentation,
present,
yeah.
Right. The intersection of nine life energies and trauma healing.
Yeah.
And it's just that if you have some trauma stuck in your body, it will get released, or you will run away because you don't want it to be released.
But you,
because
you,
it's scary.
Yeah, you told me you have had this after. I call it the afterglow.
Yeah.
After a retreat.
After the retreat. Yeah.
We're jumping a little bit back and forth. Afterglow is that. That's where we're really creative.
Right. Yeah.
Did you see what I did yesterday?
Right. Right. And I was very creative yesterday too with the photos and just getting through them all, and
because there's so much energy built up, and
then the idea of a potential set of tools to help people understand trauma if they hit the wall inside.
So we're working on that.
We're working
on it. And for those who are in the program, they'd be most likely there will be a program for them.
Yeah.
We figure that out.
Right.
So that's part of the
afterglow. We'll put it together.
So we were teaching, we are always teaching. I always put this in, it's an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday is an opportunity day. You see, you get the inspiration, you see a new thing. Then it's the transformation start. The transformation has to start somewhere. And you started that on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
The setup with you, the transition between the mind and the body, the embodiment.
Yeah, the
beautiful
idea of the body. Well, that's what Nine Life Energies is all about.
It's
embodiment.
All about embodiment.
Right.
And your
and trauma healing is all about embodiment.
Yeah. The circle of life, the circle of trauma, the circle of the nine, the circle of everything we do, it has to have a opening. It's the hero's journey. I mean, if you read Hero's Journey, there is call to adventure. You have this call. I called you 8 months ago and I said, we're doing Lillestrøm. And you just,
I'm
coming.
I'll come. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you wanted me to come, sort of.
Yeah.
You were doing something. You did something earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm. I did it
in the
fall. November.
In November. And I was like, no, I can't do that. But Lillestrøm.
Yeah.
I can do that.
In November, there was all the people came into the inner circle. We have two different.
Well, that's when you went up the mountain. No.
I mean, first the mountain.
Yeah.
First we went in the mountain in the summertime.
Okay. That was in September.
Yeah. I call it summertime. But
yeah, it's still summertime.
It starts to snow.
Yeah. Well,
and then we did, a November retreat where people. November retreat is a opportunity for people who really, really wants to learn this to sign up for the Inner Circle program.
Oh,
Inner
right,
Circle
that's
is a.
Right. Yeah.
That's the program when I say, do you want this or not? And they say, I want this. And I say, are you sure you want this?
Right.
You have to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, I'm sure. And then I ask probably 4 or 5 times more. Are you really, really sure that you want to do this? Because
be sure.
You have to be sure. You have to make up your decision.
Yes,
like you did. You said, I'm coming. I'm doing it.
That's interesting. I have a friend. And he's a sales trainer.
Uh-huh.
And he would sell training to companies that had a lot of salesmen. And one company, the president, takes him out to dinner and he says, you know, I want to buy your program. And it was, I don't know, it was like $25,000 at the time. And he had a check from my friend. And my friend looks at the check and he puts it in the man's pocket. And he says, if you still want me to do it after dinner, I'll take it. And all through the dinner, he just checked. Are you sure? Why will this help? He wanted to make sure he wasn't going to waste his time.
Yeah.
And that the man wasn't going to waste his money.
Yeah. I didn't do that before. I was dragging people after their hair.
Right, right. Yeah. But now it's really...
I care. Right. Really, really care. We had a six that clarified that on Sunday afternoon. She said, I think what you really mean is that you care, but you don't care. Mm-hmm. If you can't, you can't. Mm-hmm. But you want to clarify that you can go into this program and we will support you.
Right.
And one of the things that we have seen, I'm getting back to Casper, because Casper and Marina has been this amazing, mm-hmm. I don't know what to call them, stars from heaven that came down and helped us to put this together.
Well, they're the angels. Yeah.
The angels.
They support you.
Yeah, the angel. I call Casper Google.
Google. Well, he's the information man, yeah. But he's also, he knows how to do, not just...
Yeah. And Marina is just a bright star. She's just so right. happy. She gets so excited. She told us today on the phone, she said, I don't need to drink. I don't need drink to sleep, and I don't need drink to be high, because when I'm tired, I just, and I go to bed, and I'm so happy when I wake up and I do this work with you guys. Mm-hmm. It's the best thing in my
she's
life.
She's very happy, yeah.
And she's very happy.
Yeah.
Very yeah. cool family. So, more, what is more takeoff from this?
Well,
it's takeoff.
Well, so on, was it? Saturday evening, you had Hatpreet do
Hatpreet Bansal
do some music, which was very calming,
mm-hmm.
relaxing.
Yeah,
and for me, it was very interesting to watch her. She's a four, go inside,
yeah.
and stay inside and bring out the music from inside of her. And the last piece was just like energetically out there. And then she was very happy when she was done.
I sent her a text message, and or we have a
yeah.
connection to, about the work she's doing.
Yeah.
And I really, really respect her for what she have done and how much she have been training and be taught by gurus.
Mm-hmm.
She's a person that have been studying the Sufi-oriented music,
right.
which is a big thing for those who would like to really, really understand themselves. I have such a deep respect for what she's doing. Mm-hmm. I sent her, we had some connection afterwards, and she will come to Trondheim.
Trondheim?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're doing a retreat in Trondheim.
When is that? Next September?
I think it's going October? To be in September, some of the last weeks in September.
Great. I'll be there.
You be there?
I'll be there. I've never been to Trondheim.
Yeah.
And I really love Norway. It's very nice.
Another takeoff is the beautiful, beautiful session that we have in the end when it was cooking a little bit. And I went into it with the whole group, and you were there, and Casper were there, and everybody was there, and Marina, and we were sharing things, and then it became a little bit chaotic, and that ache that felt in her body, that incredible release.
Right. She had a release.
Had a release.
Yeah. Now, other people, there was a... Was there... I think... There were two people that were, there was a release coming, but they were bothered.
Yeah.
And it put them in their heads, because when we get uncomfortable, we either feel safe enough to let out the discomfort.
Yeah.
Or we don't feel safe enough, and then we go in our head.
Yeah.
And then we make a little noise.
That's okay.
Yeah. Okay. But I mean, that's just human nature. It's like, if you're ready. And they didn't feel the connection as deeply as some other people did, or not at all. And so there was a little noise for them.
Another cool takeoff.
Yeah.
We have a new class.
Right. People signed up.
16, yeah, already 16.
And yeah. It seems is there to be room for more?
It's room for more and seems to be more and more.
Yeah.
So what we have decided, Casper and Marina, and you and me now, is that we're going to deliver a free training week next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at 6 o'clock, 1.5 hour, just teach what we taught, the best things from the workshop.
I have to put it in my schedule.
Yeah, and put it and
what, 6 o'clock your time?
6 o'clock my time, and then you are in the 12 o'clock your time.
Yeah, yeah. So if I have any meetings, then I'll just move them.
And we give all the things that we learned, that the takeoff from the retreat in the weekend, bring it out. That's our thing, is to bring it out in the world.
Yeah.
And teach that, and then we open up again. Of course, it's an opportunity to go in and take a year and do the step-by-step program. Which
if you want to make a change, it's a, you know, it's a coaching program, really.
It is.
So, but it uses 9 life energies.
Yeah.
And how much does it cost? I mean, when I did coaching, for me, a transformational coaching, cost me a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. I paid $250,000.
I paid $250 per hour.
Per hour, yeah.
For 18 months, so I put out a lot of money.
It's going to be less than $200 per month.
Oh, see, okay. So
get coaching.
Remarkably less.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get coaching because we want to bring it out in the world.
Yeah, right.
And it's easier to teach it because we are more resourceful people.
Right.
We have a class already with the Inner Circle who's going to learn to help others.
Yeah.
They have done the first learning session.
Right.
So the first program we do step by step is about learning the method.
Yes.
The second one is about doing the method.
Right.
And the third one is about transforming to be able to teach and identify people.
If that's what they want.
If they want.
Yeah. I would want that for people because I think everybody in the world should know about 9 life energies.
So I think it should be a birthday.
So that you can understand yourself in relationship to the people in your family who are probably all very different from you.
Yeah. I was driving Martin down to Rogaheim home yesterday. Yeah. Sorry, I was Norwegian.
Yeah.
And we're sitting in the car. She's a 5 and he's a 1.
Right.
And I said, do you remember a year ago or 2 years ago, something like that? They were so close to divorce.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Really?
They were so happy yesterday.
Yeah.
They were so happy.
Yeah.
Because they understand. I think the main thing here is that you can let the other person be who they are.
Right.
I can let you be a 7.
Yeah.
And I can honor it. Love it.
And I can let you be a 3.
Yeah. And all your...
So sometimes I seem crazy to you.
Yeah.
And you accept it.
Yeah.
And you seem crazy to me. And I accept it.
I get it. And
right.
And sometimes when I like get it too much, you say, okay.
And you say, okay to
me. Yeah, I say, okay.
Enough of that.
Enough of that. And we help each other. And, right. And we get, honestly, we get older. We get older. We were very young when we started with this.
Right.
But we get older. I'm almost 60. You're almost 62.
I'm almost 74.
Yeah. I feel so vital being together with you.
Right. I feel good.
You're just amazing.
I just eat a little too much of your food. But other than that, I feel amazing.
We're going to do a closer about this. And I have this, I'm doing this training in the USA. When I learned to set this up, he is called Jeff Walker. He's just an amazing one. And they have a podcast and it's called Dare to Change.
Uh-huh.
And we are doing we are learning these tools to put things together. So it's much more professional that it has
changed your program.
Yeah, I changed my program. We have changed our program completely.
Mm-hmm.
What we teach, what we do today.
Yeah, I know. When you told me about it, it's like, I don't know anything about it, but he's really excited about this.
Yeah, it's super cool. and it's really working. And okay, so they have a podcast you should listen to, Dare to Change. Mm-hmm. And they talk about taco in the end, but we're going to talk about pizza.
Oh, taco and pizza, okay. Pizza, tell me about pizza.
Yeah, what is the best thing you have on a pizza?
I like the tomato and the bread. The cheese, I don't care about the cheese. The tomato sauce and the bread. And then some vegetables. It's like, you ask for one thing, I'm giving you them all. Vegetables on top of the tomato sauce, on top of your pizza dough that he makes by hand.
Yeah. But do you like it flat bread or do you like the...
I like the way you do it. It's flat. It gets a little bit crispy at times.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. I mean, in the U.S., you can get very thick pizza. You can get flat pizza. I tend to like the flat pizza.
Yeah.
Just because the thick pizza, it's just American bread dough and it's just blah. But European dough, your dough, your flour, the European flour is better than U.S. flour. Because it's not genetically modified. It's Monsanto flour.
Cool. I like that we make it outside in the
oven. In your Italian oven.
Pizza oven, bread oven.
Very big. It's wonderful.
And one of my favorites is when I put that
wood-fired pizza.
Yeah. Sorry. I put that cream cheese together with truffle.
Oh yeah. Did you have that this week?
I had that before you came, but you couldn't eat that because of your stomach.
Right, the cream cheese, right, yeah.
But
when I was here before...
You had that.
You had the truffles.
Maybe you can make lactose-free cream cheese. Do you want to do that before you go?
No.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry. Well, I like the hard cheese.
You like the hard cheese? Yeah. That's the Parmesan. You can do the Parmesan.
I can do that, yeah. The soft cheese will upset my stomach a little bit. Yeah.
So subscribe, that's what they say. And if not, you like what we're teaching, at least I know you like pizza. So tell us what kind of pizza you like so we are staying in connection.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paulo.
Thank you, Morten. Yes. I appreciate you too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Casper.
Thank you, Casper.